KR Mobile.
Good afternoon, Tom, in 4DJC.
Hey, let me turn this radio down, Jerry. Stranger, good to hear you. I haven't heard you in a while. How you doing, buddy?
Good time, just been busy. Everything's going pretty well for us right now. We've just been busy with stuff around here and that sort of thing, and going over to Greenville and Spartanburg, watching volleyball games and basketball games and all that sort of thing. You know how that is.
Well, ours are finally getting to that age and getting over that football game junk like that, basketball. And the younger one don't seem to be interested in it, so that's good, and as far as I'm concerned. Well, nothing new here, except Bernice got a new hip since I talked to you last in December. And December 18th, matter of fact, she's doing fantastic. You wouldn't know she had anything wrong with her. And only had to take 6 Tylenol the whole time. I have a stent inside of me from my kidney down to my bladder, so you probably know about that. And got to have kidney surgery next month, and they got to go in through my back instead of the traditional way.
They have that done, but I know what you're talking about, too. Who's doing the surgery, Tom?
MARGUE. He's been at it many, many years, and he's still young. And he was a Navy flight surgeon at one time in his career, earning his way through medical school, I think. And I really like him. And down at Prisma.
Greer or Greenville?
Be at Greenville.
I mean, if you already got the stent in there, they're going to put one in.
In there now, and they call it a shunt, actually. It's about like a stent, only 12 inches long. And they're going to go in through my back and take a laser and break up the... I got kidney stones that are bigger than 1¼ inches, so they can't do it the traditional way. So they'll break it up with a laser and then suck it out through your back. And I guess sew you up, I suppose. But they're going to put another stent in there, and he said a larger stent. And I don't know how long it stays in there, and then they have to take it out, unfortunately, the traditional way.
Dang, I thought you might be having that brain surgery, needing KB4 CPA.
No. Did you get your maxillofacial surgery done, no day? Did you get your maxillofacial surgery done again, though?
Just letting everybody think I'm wearing a Halloween mask, and, you know, the police hadn't said anything to me about it, so what the heck?
You can't do anything for ugly. Go ahead, Jerry.
Dave's always got a pick on you, Tom. Dave, hope you're doing well, sure enough. Been doing pretty well here. The weather was nice over the weekend, but now it's getting cold again. We're going to get some more rain, looks like, tomorrow and the next day, which I'm not thrilled about, but because I got a couple things I need to do. Hope you're doing well there. Tom, that sounds like this guy did my surgery. He did the same. He does that type of stuff, too, at Greer. And, but he goes into, I think he goes into traditional. They use a laser in there to break it up. It's a lot more. It's not as invasive, and it's a lot more comfortable recovery time, that sort of thing. But going in the back is not unusual there. Your kidney's a little closer to your back than you think they are. That's why when somebody hits you in the back, there's always a possibility of getting, you know, having kidney damage. Actually closer to the back than on the front. So that does make sense. But hopefully it goes well. Glenn Bernice is doing well with hip recovery. That's important, because it can be... it can be tough for some people, but other people don't seem to bother them at all. They get up and walk around in a couple of hours, and that's it. Other people just seem to struggle with it. But again, I'm glad she's doing well. We got to head over there this afternoon, and my son's birthday was last Monday, but everything was going on. We couldn't get over there. We had, my wife had some things to do, and I did too, so we're going to do his birthday over at Lost Cajun this evening, the one on Pelham Road. Back over to you, Tom. I guess it's time for Dave, the one who wants to take it, grab it.
Go ahead, Dave.
I told you not to call me that anymore. But anyway, hey, Jerry, and I hope things are going well for you, and I know things are going well for Tom, because he's got Bernice cooking for him all the time. Every time I talk to him, he's eating, and she's cooking. And, yes, I just finished playing tennis, and I tell you, the temperature is not bad, but the breeze that's blowing is just, it's constant, and man, that's the part of cold weather I hate, is the wind, so wasn't a whole lot of fun. Go ahead, Tom, KP4CBA.
Well, it changed, Dave. I like coldest weather in a ditch. I'm showing 52 degrees, and naturally it's time for my batteries to be changed in my weather station out there. I'm going to buy another one that's got a remote battery pack on it where you don't have to get a ladder to get up to it, because it just kills me to get on a ladder with my feet. But yeah, Jerry, those stones, one of them's bigger than an inch and a quarter, but he said it's just loaded in there, so... And they don't know why, because I've never had kidney stones, so they got to do some checking on the stones and see what's causing that, he said. But Dr. Fiskus was going to do the surgery, and they changed it. There's only one operating room down there where they can do that. And so you got to wait several months just to get into it, because they got to share it with other doctors. And he's his office is down there just a little bit past the Greenville Memorial Hospital on the left side, way back in there. I don't know if you've been back in there or not. What was you going to do? Oh, okay. Well, Bernice just reminded me of something. Go ahead, Jerry, in 4DJC in 0TR.
Place is, that's Greenville Urology. Probably keep on going down and take a left right there at the... I don't know if it's traffic like that or not, but it's kind of back in the back. My wife's surgeons have been in that same building over there. That's where several guys work at that same, bunch of them work at that same office. Even my doctor, the former operation guru, when I go see him, he's there. My regular urologist is there, too. So, yeah, I know where that building is. And yeah, that wind was bad this morning. I got out, I was sitting in my lazy boy, and I saw a guy in the park. I needed to pop up on my boat out there, so I pulled out my little handheld electcraft and pulled the antenna out and worked him this morning. Worked about three I didn't have this morning. Two of them I was sitting in my lazy boy, and one I walked outside because he was a little weak. Yeah, I'm working just a little bit at a time. I think I got about 200 now, so some. I work two or three a day or something like that, just when I feel like it. And it's just handy to go up and hit me, like I said, about the size of a regular hand, regular 2 meter handheld. But it's surprisingly effective. You know, those guys for the park say they seem to listen for QRP signals a little more than the other guys did. A lot. Matter of fact, one of the guys this morning was working. I worked him from I think it was somewhere in New York. And he was running the same rig I was running, so, you know, 45-inch whip to 45-inch whip, and he was booming in this morning on 20 meters, though. I think he gave me a 5.5, and I gave him a 5.99, because it was really, that was going to turn the attenuator on, it was a lap, but he was just running 5 watts, he said. Listen, I got to run, guys, I'll talk to you again soon, Tom. I got to run down here and do a few things, and, get some stuff done, and then we'll head on over there later on this afternoon. Bye. Hopefully I'll be back on tomorrow or maybe later this evening when we get back. Good talking to you and Dave both. Y'all have a good afternoon, and hopefully we'll get some, I know we won't get any better weather real soon, but hopefully we'll get weather like Sunday again real soon. 73 to both of you guys.
Take care, Jerry. Nice to hear you. Don't be a stranger here. This is 10-0-TR. Go ahead, KB4-CBA.
All right, Jerry. Hope you have a good rest of the day and a good week. And hope to talk to you again soon. So, you've been talking about this kidney surgery for a while. So it's coming up, huh?
Two more months, so they just can't do it because they can't get the operating room, Dave. It's they're just one of them down there. I think there's 34 operating rooms, but this one has the radiology stuff that they need for that. I know when they put that stent in, and it had to be in a special place down there. And when they pushed me in there, I could see it was totally different, the radiology and that. So that's the holdup, I guess. But I'm doing all right so far. I got a lot of lower back pain, but and my ribs on that side where they broke them when they did lung surgery really hurting today because that cold front's coming in. And you ain't give your call sign yet.
Yeah. Where you been? I've given it several times, but I'll throw it out there, KB4-CBA.
Well, now you're legal. I hate talking to illegals there. Kidding, Dave. I hadn't heard it, though, really. But I know you always do. But we're going down to the end of a cul-de-sac here. Used to be a nosy neighbor.
They snorted. I'll be right back.
Zero TR mobile.
All right, I'm back. N zero TR KP4 CBA.
N zero TR. Boy, Dave, that was fast. Lightning fast. Where'd you go to pizza place?
But they're about that quick. I mean, my wife orders it and pays for it on her phone, and I just drive it to the drive-thru, and you know, if it's usually it's the same guy, and he just hands me my pizza, and you know, I'm not there 30 seconds or no more than 30 seconds, but I'm actually at the Starbucks on East North. This is where the old Hess station used to be. I used to pump gas here at this very spot.
Up your drugs, huh? And drug addict, caffeine, that is.
Yeah, my wife says, you know, I shouldn't drink coffee after a play because it, you know, coffee's it's not hydrating. And, but I like it. And, you know, and I drink a lot of water after that. I drink, you know, water all day, so I don't think it's going to hurt me none.
You haven't done anything for your looks. That's two. I got you on. You left yourself wide open. Well, I've drank how many cups this morning? Three? And that's unusual for me. I usually don't. But just had cereal for breakfast, but it had strawberries and peaches in it. And it was two different kinds of cereal. So some Tony the Tigers and then some Bran Flakes mixed in with it. That's unusual because yesterday I had eggs and, let me see, biscuits and gravy. And sausage and everything. Yes, Bernice is still doing a very fine job of chefing. But I've been running that 300 megabit internet up here now. And it's not here yet, but they've got the pipes under the ground there, that orange pipe. That'll be nice. want to get that done. Tell her she could talk. See you later in 0TR clear.